but it's down to Cologne Ranger and Jeremy's Jet. Which of these will take the lion's share of $1 million? Jeremy's Jet on the inside, dead game, captures the matchup.
Moving pitchers on the backfield is coming on. Moving pitchers on the far outside, reaches up for Mark McDonald to win the Breeders' Crown Open Mare Pace. It is moving pitchers with a 9-1 stutter and 1-3-1.
Tying up on the end of it, trying to reach Mystical Sunshine. And it's Peaceful Way with her brilliant winning way to capture the Arm Road
Claim. The Great Gladiator, the Gladiator Gris, la paix entre une fois, une 74e victoire en carrière.
Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Hey everybody, Norm Borg at the home office at Rideau Carlton Raceway, and one of the inductees into the Horse Racing Hall of Fame this year is an individual who has toiled in the trenches, you could say, of the small fairs, worked his way up to the top of the class in Alberta harness racing, and he's being inducted this summer into the Horse Racing Hall of Fame, harness racing side. My guest coming up on Trot Radio, soon to be Hall of Famer, Keith Clark. We'll be back. Welcome back to Trot Radio, and our special guest on this edition is one of the newest inductees into the Horse Racing Hall of Fame. He is Keith Clark. He has got an outstanding resume for those of you who are not familiar with it. 5,598 wins, $27 million in earnings. This is just as a driver. And how many guys that sit between the shafts would like to have a lifetime UDRS of 360? And then we haven't even gotten to his training numbers. Keith Clark, welcome to Trot Radio.
Glad to be here.
Keith, you know, those of us upper Canadians who don't tend to look too far beyond our boundaries would be perhaps prone to think, well, gee, you know, Alberta harness racing, how deep is the culture over there? Your history shows you won your first race in 1977, but I'll bet there had to be a track somewhere at a county fair where you won one before that.
Well, I started out racing in Saskatchewan, in Regina, and it is pretty deep back there in Saskatchewan. I'm actually from Saskatchewan. I spent most of my life in Alberta, but there's some top names that are in the Hall of Fame already that are from Saskatchewan. Jack Copas, Ray Remen, to name a couple.
Yeah, you said it right there. Yeah, I'm looking at your training numbers, and they're equally impressive. 3,293 wins at the time of this recording, $20 million in earnings, and a lifetime training average of about 360. You've had multiple million-dollar seasons, including this past one in 2008. And you've had success, of course, with the Western Canada Pacing Derby. Who would be the best horse you think you've sat behind? You really have a knack for developing younger horses. Is that something that... you said as you began your career that, yeah, I want to start bringing in the babies and seeing them through, and you ended up with an As Promised.
Well, the real money is in the babies. That's where they go for the big money in the stake races at 2 and 3. And every year I used to go, well, I still do. I go to the States and buy usually 5 or 6 American breads. And plus I have brood mares at home and raise 10 to 12 myself every year, and plus buy out of the Alberta sale. So I've always started out with about 15 young ones, and just by the sheer numbers, you're going to get the odd good one.
You've had, for lack of a better term, you've had close calls, but your luck in the Western Canada Pacing Derby is overshadowed by your success with a lot of the fillies in the top filly stakes.
Yeah, we've had good colts and good fillies. I think we've won the Derby about 8 times, I think, and the filly pace 6 times or something. But, yeah, the young ones are the good ones to have, for sure.
As Promised, would that be your favorite horse?
I don't know. Well, I've had a lot of good horses. He was probably made the most money, As Promised. That'll be me. I might have made as much as him. He won a Breeders' Crown, which Promise didn't do, but that'll be me, won a Breeders' Crown. He beat the aged horses. Plus, I raised a filly myself right in Alberta called Ron's Girl that I sold, and she went on to win a Breeders' Crown. Well, that's the elite, so
yeah,
that was pretty good.
Doesn't get much bigger than that.
Yeah.
What is it? Now, you're going out, you're bouncing between Fraser Downs and the new track that has been built, and it is in the process of growing. Are you going to keep up that schedule between here and Fraser?
Well, I'd like to be the new track that's getting built in Alberta, if it gets built, has been on hold. It's carrying on.
You're talking about Balzac, right?
Actually, no place to race right now but Fraser Downs. So it's going to be between Fraser Downs and Grand Prairie. Alberta.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, until this new track gets built, if it gets built.
Yeah, that's been, I would say the two phantom tracks in Canada right now would be would be Balzac and the one in Belleville, Ontario, sadly.
That's for sure. It's really... it's been hard on our business because we've been waiting on this for 4 years, and we kind of got shuffled to the side, and the Thoroughbreds took over Edmonton pretty well, so we haven't got many good A dates there no more.
No, you're right.
But BC right now.
I think Fraser will certainly help you out a bit, quite a bit there. Although you know, you managed to find a way, Keith Clark, to make it work.
Yeah, you got to do what you have to do. So this is about the only good A track in Western Canada right now, so that's why we're here.
Secret of your success?
I'd have to say some good owners and some hard work and a lot of luck.
Well, you got to be good to be lucky.
Yeah, I guess you do. But no, it's been a lot of hard work and keeping your nose to the grindstone. And hard work makes good luck, I guess.
Now, what are your views on the state of the industry? I mean, we know what kind of shape it's in Alberta. Do you see, you know, what are your views on it overall? Do you see some progress coming? Do you see light at the end of the tunnel?
It really doesn't look good for out here. I don't know if the East is doing a lot better, but I'm just, a lot of reliance has been put on these slot machines, and I think that's starting to go by the wayside, in my opinion. We're in a recession right now, and I think there's just too many of them, for one thing, and they got other options besides going to the track, and that's going to hurt horse racing.
Well, you know, as much as slots have helped, it's not going to do a thing to make one new harness racing fan.
That's right.
Anyways, listen, that aside, you have really proven yourself to be a credit to the sport. When did you find out that you got the call to the Hall?
Actually, the girl from Scatterbred Canada called me right after they knew, and it was a big surprise.
Well, you're in some elite company, just being inducted into the Hall, and the class of nominees this year, of course, included the likes of Dave Wall. So, you know, You can go into the Hall knowing that you are among the elite in this sport.
Well, Dave should have probably got in there before me, but it's nice to be in there with those names, like you said.
Yeah, well, Wally's time is coming, and I hope sooner than later. Keith Clark, this has been a pleasure. Enjoy yourself. Take in the ceremonies and the fun at the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies later this summer, will you?
Thanks a lot.
Continued success. Keith Clark, our guest today on Trot Radio. Trot Radio is a presentation of Standardbred Canada. Technical producer Chris Knowles in conjunction with Board Communications. Bye-bye.